Baron Davis going to join us. Our daily conversation with him in just a second on the Shell Benz
Oil
Performance.
Hold on, because Billy is shaking his head sadly. Has this already gone off the rails? I don't see Amin El-Hassan. I don't see Baron Davis. I see Larry Fink's box. I see a box for this guy, Larry Fink, again. But I don't see Baron Davis or Amin. Billy, you're in charge here. So what's happening?
I mean, I can't hold their hands and make them dial in. They're supposed to be here. This is why you can't trust Amin. I'm not even upset with Baron, all right? Baron's a superstar. Amin's Amin, all right? Amin, look, we want you on the show. Come on the show on time, please, Amin. Jeez, it's not that complicated. Larry's here every day on time.
Where is he? Where is Amin?
I texted him. He's not even answering. I don't know where he is. I don't even know why he's coming. God. Amin doesn't want to be here. Larry wants to be here. We should co-host with Larry. Larry, every break, Larry's giving us hot takes about the Dolphins.
Unbelievable, yeah. Man.
Yep. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Amin, Baron, or just Larry?
Hold on.
Fink?
I'm gonna FaceTime Amin right now while we're talking, and I'm just going to yell at him. Go ahead, right. Stugatz.
All right, you got Dolphins wide receiver Albert Wilson has opted out of the upcoming NFL season.
Breaking news is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
In the NBA,
you know what's going to happen?
What?
They're both going to be here for Jerry O'Connell. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I just got a text from Amin. I'm on my way. Like, what does that even mean? I'm on my way.
Tell him to go the other way. I mean, enough.
For the love of God. Jerry O'Connell is going to be on the call now with Baron Davis? Does Baron Davis know Jerry O'Connell? Maybe Jerry O'Connell can get something out of Baron Davis.
Well, I'll tell you what, Baron wants to get into movies badly, and Jerry O'Connell's a guy I think that could help. He might be our guy, actually. I mean, tell Amin to walk slower. Grizzlies forward Jaren Jackson Jr. was ruled out for the remainder of the season after suffering a meniscus tear in his left knee. It's a big loss for the Grizz. And finally, pentatherophobia is the fear of your mother-in-law. That's what that is. SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Baron Davis, who's a creative, he's a writer, he likes to act, he's a performer. He has desecrated our show for three straight days, urinated all over it, just taken a bat to the entire athlete interview construct by just doing whatever the hell he wants to do. And now we try to butter him up with Amin El-Hassan if he ever shows up, to see if the relationship with Amin El-Hassan will extract some information from Baron Davis. But Amin, of course, who promised to rescue us and save us, is late, and so maybe we'll get to that, maybe we won't. In the interim, the responsibility falls to me again to try to get something out of Baron Davis. So, Baron, thank you for joining us. I hope your week has been wonderful. We are very grateful for you being here today. Thank you for making an appearance, if indeed you are there, because all I see right now is the box with Larry Fink in it. Is Baron Davis even there, Billy, or is Baron Davis no longer there either?
No, Baron Davis was never there. When Baron Davis is there, you'll see Baron Davis's face. Maybe Amin and Baron are together, and they misunderstood, and they thought that you wanted them to hang out.
Dan, let me give you a, because knowing the inventory is a very important part of business, okay? What you have, what you don't have, what's in stock, what's not in stock. It's just me, you, and Larry Fink right now, okay? I mean, that's it. That's all you got, all right? Me, you, and Fink, all right?
All right, great. So I've got Roy telling me now through pantomime, and this is a good way to do a radio show. He's giving me the telephone signal with his hand. He's giving me, which means Baron Davis is now calling us on a phone line, Amin is calling us on a phone line. I don't know what the hand to the ear means, but Roy now presently has two phones to his ear, and I don't have any information I need to do this radio show.
Or Jerry O'Connell's segment early, which might help with the situation if Baron's late.
Roy, who is on the phone and what are we doing?
Larry Fink is currently trying to reach Baron Davis to join him on a conference call.
Great. So thank you for all making the phone symbol that Larry Fink is still there. I appreciate all of your help in that regard. Larry Fink is still there. Let's move on. Yes, Billy.
Yeah, well, it seems like Larry might not be there because he's trying to track down Barron. So don't go to Larry either if you wanted
good.
To go to Larry.
Yeah, just drown here by myself. Okay, very good. The general confidence you expect from this show. But rest assured, everybody, Amin is on his way. Whatever the hell that means. I don't know what that even means. Like, I'm waiting for him to appear in a Zoom call. So in the interim.
Nothing has ever comforted me less than knowing Amin El-Hassan is on the way.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen here, but we've blown the time to this segment. So maybe Baron Davis, Jerry O'Connell, and Amin El-Hassan will be on in the next segment, America's Greatest Produced Radio Show. Maybe that's something we'll do next segment. In the interim, what we will do is make fun of Stugatz for what we believe to be the oldest shame that there is around here, which is about 15 years ago, Chuck Norris facts were making their way around the internet viral. You know, death once had a near Chuck Norris experience. Chuck Norris makes onions cry. Chuck Norris can hear sign language. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down. You know, Chuck Norris... pajama jokes, like the boogeyman wears Chuck Norris pajamas, a bunch of these. They're all over the internet 15 years ago, and we are scared because we built up the mythology of Chuck Norris so much that Chuck Norris was joining us. Now, Stugatz, and I haven't done this, I think, before or since, but I was so scared that I threw the first question to Stugatz.
Yes.
Stugatz was not in any way ready to ask the first question of Chuck Norris. So he was just very surprised that I would toss the show on his lap in that circumstance. So what do you recall of this instance, Stugatz?
So we have, it's rare where we stay with something for a couple of days, and we stayed with this Chuck Norris theme for a couple of days, much the way we're trying to stay with this Baron Davis theme. But this really engulfed the entire show, not portions of it, the entire show. And the big crescendo was to get Chuck on the show. And Dan, as you pointed out, we finally got Chuck as a guest on the show. And you had never, in the few years we had done the show, you have never, because you are one of the best interviewers we have, right? You, not on this show, you're the best interview on the show. I'm talking in general, period.
No proof of that with Baron Davis, who is now here, by the way, listening to all this, as we have 1 minute left in his segment.
Okay, and so all I remember, I was nervous to begin with, but I was in such shock that one of the best interviewers we have in journalism threw it to me, Stugatz,
all right,
for the first question.
So Baron Davis is there listening to this. We don't have time for Baron Davis. Maybe he'll join us with Jerry O'Connell. Maybe Amin is still on his way. But here is Stugatz. What he was trying to say was some version of in Jurassic Park, when you see the T-Rex chasing the Jeep, it wasn't the T-Rex chasing the Jeep. It was Chuck Norris chasing the T-Rex. That was what Stugatz was trying to say to Chuck Norris. This is what he said instead.
All right. We're going to see whether any of these here can crack Chuck Norris's top 10. Now, your favorite involves the Tyrannosaurus Rex. You want to do yours?
Yeah, that Chuck Norris was chasing the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The Rex was not chasing the Jeep.
Okay, in Jurassic Park. Way to screw that up. I kind of blindsided him.
I didn't know you
there.
Were throwing
That's
me
my
there.
Fault. Way to deliver that one. Good to start that way.
All right, maybe Baron, are you there? I'm sorry we've wasted
Baron
your time.
What
is Baron laughing at? Yes, he loves the destruction of the show. We're going to come back maybe with Jerry O'Connell, Baron Davis, and Amin El-Hassan. Baron, wait right there. Sorry.
Awkward transition. Time for some ads.
He may have just hung up on us. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. Play the Chuck Norris again so you can hear Stugatz stammer and stumble around here as Chuck Norris listens to it, and Chuck Norris gives us a fake courtesy laugh.
All right, we're going to see whether any of these here can crack Chuck Norris's top 10. Now, your favorite involves the Tyrannosaurus Rex. You want to do yours?
Yeah, that Chuck Norris was chasing the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The Rex was not chasing the Jeep.
Okay, in Jurassic Park. Way to screw that up. I kind of blindsided
I didn't know
him
you
there.
Were throwing
That's
it to
my
me
fault.
There.
What it was? Way to deliver that one. Good to start that way.
And that's why 13 years later, I carry it around. I mean, seriously.
Yes. And lest you think we evolve or get any better at doing radio, I show you Exhibit A, ladies and gentlemen, on what we just did with Baron Davis, Amino Hassan, and Larry Fink. Advance Auto Parts, people. Keep your car healthy. Larry Fink is Baron Davis's publicist. Larry Fink is the only person still on this Zoom call. I think Baron Davis just hung up on us.
I think Baron's with us. I think Amin's with us. I don't know if Jerry O'Connell's with us. I know Larry Fink is with us.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Billy, why are you wagging a finger at us? Will someone tell me, please, what we're doing around here?
Well, Baron's back now, but he wasn't with us a second ago. Amin's here, not that we wanted him here. And Larry's still here to join us.
Jerry O'Connell next time.
All right. Give me a second. But Baron's here and Amin is here. Jerry O'Connell will be in 15 minutes. Larry Fink's still here. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour.
Unbelievable. That this keeps getting worse. It's unbelievable.
Or better, depending on your viewpoint. And our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Billy, help me out. Put your cereal down because you've done such a good job. And, you know, we really should celebrate with a bunch of food based on how we've been produced for the last 20 minutes. Can you tell me what the bleep we're going to try and do now? Because I just heard on the call before Baron Davis went to the bathroom when you guys asked Baron Davis, hey, would you prefer to talk to Amin El Hassan or Jerry O'Connell? His response was, who the hell is Amin El Hassan? And we were going to have Amin on because of the kinship with Baron Davis to establish a chemistry between them. Can you explain to me what it is that we're doing here, please? As Amin has popped up on the Zoom, but I only have the glamour shot of Baron Davis, who may be at the bathroom. And again, Larry Fink is here, but I don't really need him. And Jerry O'Connell is now not, but will be here in 15 minutes. Please help me here, Billy. Please.
Well, just a point of clarification, it's split pea soup because I was vomiting earlier because this is going so long, all that I can process. So Amin is here, Baron's here, Larry's here. We thought that Jerry might confuse things a little bit. So Jerry's going to join us in a little bit. Oh, Baron's gone. Baron's back. Baron, sometimes we can see his face. Sometimes we'll see his glamour shot. Amin is, again, here the whole time, 15 minutes late, which has kind of confused everything. And Baron did not know who Amin was. And then he said, Amin's my dog. So he does know who Amin is, we think, but we're not sure.
All right, congratulations, Amin. Do you want to butter up a Baron Davis who may or may not be there because I think he might be at the bathroom? Can you get any information out of Baron Davis because you guys are dogs?
Hey, Baron.
Yeah, he's still in the bathroom. All right, so let's cover some more of this. Amin, you said you were going to come to the rescue. I salute you for coming to the rescue in such a spectacular fashion. 15 minutes late, and all you've given us is, hey, Baron, he doesn't seem to know who you are, even though he's pretending he's your dog, and Baron Davis is in the bathroom.
Dan, my people have had 400 years stolen from them. You can wait 15 minutes.
Hmm. And Dan, just so you're aware, Larry Fink is indeed still here. Okay.
Larry, can you hear me, Larry? Hold on. I want to talk to Larry for a second.
Oh, Baron's gone again.
Oh, for the love of God.
But Larry's here. I mean, Larry right, is
well,
here.
Is Larry unmuted? Is Larry unmuted on the Zoom call? Larry, can you hear me?
Dan, I can hear you perfectly.
All right. Oh, excellent. There. Oh, look, Roy's telling me Baron's on the phone. Larry, what's going on with your client? Like, why isn't he where he's supposed to be? Why can't he control his bowels? Like, what, Larry?
You're lashing out at Mr. Reliability. Larry's always here.
Larry, what is happening here?
Hey, leave Larry out of this. First of all, I'm going to tell you what's happening. Right? I'm going to speak for Baron Davis real quick.
All right.
Baron has it.
Yeah, of course your phone line stinks. Yeah, of course. That's exactly the way that one's going to go. Baron, get to a damn Zoom line so that we can talk to you, and Amino Hasan can butter you up even though you don't know who he is and your dog.
Hey, man, let me tell you. I got my name on the flyer now. It's me and you guys. That's going to be the name of the new show. ESPN Cut the Check.
Nobody wants this, Baron. It has been awful. You have purposely made it worse ever.
Look, I went and took headshots. I had a photo shoot. I worked on this song last night, this Christmas song. Man, I'm on the pitch to Rihanna tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff to do, man. I'm a pretty big deal. You know what I mean?
Barry, you know we got the animation for you too, man. Just holler at me. We'll get the animation done. We'll dance this up real nice.
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Oh man, damn, man.
That was Larry.
That is Amino. That is Amino Hasan. Is who that is? That's Amino Hasan.
Hey, oh, what's up, Amin? Hey, bro, they was calling you Amino Acid before you got into the Zoom. They was like, yo, you know Amino Acid? We're going to have some Amino Acids after this call. I was like, man, why? I was like, no, seriously. Who's up? They was like, Amino Acid. And then they finally said their name, and I said, oh, you talking about, that's my dog. I got to rock with my dog. He a legend in this.
Get something out of him. Please get some information out of him so I can explain to ESPN executives why we have had four straight days of Baron Davis giving us nothing.
So, Baron, you had some fun times in Golden State, and I understand that you are making content out of those times in terms of storytelling, perhaps using some unconventional methods. Are we allowed to talk about this, or is this still hush-hush?
No, I'm allowed to talk about it, man. That is an excellent question, you know? I mean...
It's so bad.
Man, you just got... That man came with that energy. Fired off.
No,
you know what I mean?
But
so
it's just you promoting more stuff.
That's the way you do this.
No, that's not the way you do this.
It's Fat Face.
Yes, Baron.
It's Fat Face. That's how you do it.
Baron, you are also a Fat Face. Baron is also a Fat Face.
Yeah, hey, no lie, I have gained some weight. I'm notorious for gaining weight. But now, to answer your question, I've been working on a lot. Like, so I've been connecting with teammates, looking at, their personal documentaries. And then for me, I've been sitting kind of quietly writing, what I would consider would be, like my take on the We Believe doc, So I've just been sitting kind of crafting it. Been talking to a lot of the players, Monte, Stack, Matt Barnes, and just trying to get everybody together, Al Harrington, so we can be able to tell this story and hopefully be able to go out to Hawaii and catch Nelly, hang out with Nelly. But for me, I think it's an incredible story considering, that team was only together, for 2 or 3 months, right?
I don't know what we're doing next here, but it'll involve some combination of Jerry O'Connell, Baron Davis, and Amino Hasan. Hopefully, much less Amino Hasan.
And Larry Fink. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And right now on that Shell Pennzoil Performance Line is Baron Davis, Amino Hasan, Larry Fink, and Jerry O'Connell. Now, Jerry's got a new movie out, The Secret, Dare to Dream. It's available now on demand. Again, The Secret, Dare to Dream is available now on demand. And Jerry will join us, as will Baron, as will Larry Fink, as will Amino Hasan in just a second. Here's your SportsCenter update. Joyce McConnell, president of Colorado State University, said Tuesday she was launching an immediate and objective investigation into the athletic department following allegations that student athletes have been intimidated and threatened as leaders sought to disregard COVID-19 protocols. College sports, everyone. Grizzlies forward Jaren Jackson Jr. was ruled out for the remainder of the season after suffering a meniscus tear in his left knee. And finally, people who daydream often are more likely to be intelligent and creative, according to researchers at Georgia Tech. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Good luck, Dan.
All right, yeah, thanks. I appreciate all the help, as always. Larry Fink, as he mentioned, publicist for Baron Davis, still with us. And Baron Davis is here, and Amin Alhassan is here. And I've got to explain all of this to Jerry O'Connell, the 2004 Kids' Choice Award winner for Best Fart in a Movie. Jerry O'Connell is joining us now on ESPN Radio. Billy just put his head in his hands. What? That's not something I should have said, Billy? You think I'm insulting Jerry O'Connell by starting the interview that way? We're going to talk about the secret Dare to Dream.
You know what you're doing.
Okay, very good. Jerry, do you know the people who are on the line with you? Do you know who Baron Davis
is? I know. Of course I do. I live... I live for him. I love him. I agree with everything Baron Davis says.
Okay, well, Baron Davis.
Wow.
you wow. live.
Where's this man? I can't even find him in the Zoom.
He's on the phone.
We can't see you on the Zoom. It's just your glamour shot, Baron. Jerry. Man. Jerry, do you know who Amin Alhassan is?
That's my guy. I can see him. Now, I know my dog. That's
not
my
you,
dog.
Baron. Not
but
you.
But I do want to say. But I do want to say my specialty is I do a Stu Gatz imitation, and I would like to do it for all of you right now.
Of course, but can you answer my question instead of Baron Davis? Can you answer my question about whether you know who Amin Alhassan is?
I know exactly who Amin Alhassan is. This is me answering your question as Stu Gatz. I think that's a pretty good imitation, personally. Yeah, thank you, Stu Gatz. Thank you.
It's not good.
Thank you. It's, love it.
It is a dreadful. Why is Amin applauding
it.
That?
No, it isn't.
It's a terrible impersonation of Stu Gatz.
I think it's perfect. Let me tell you, if Stu Gatz is ever on SNL, I should definitely portray him.
I don't have any idea who you're doing. It is not Stu Gatz. Amin, why are you applauding this?
Why are you throwing cold water on this? He just offered to do Stu Gatz on SNL. You should be all for this, Dan. Stop hating because he didn't do a Dan Le Batard impersonation. That's why you mad?
Yeah. Well, he's a hater for sure.
That is Baron Davis here,
Baron.
With Jerry O'Connell. Baron, would you like to pitch Jerry O'Connell a movie or a project or anything?
No, man. I want to say one to Jerry. I don't know if you remember this, but one night in New York City, you saved my life, man. And you were out to dinner with your wife. We're at a restaurant. And I remember that I had an emergency phone call and my phone died. And I saw you and your wife over there having a nice little dinner. And I walked over and asked to borrow your phone charger. Man, and you set my phone right next to you. You didn't check my messages, nothing, dude. You saved my life that night. I am forever indebted to you.
You are absolutely right. The restaurant was called, what's it called? It's that place right there on Broadway.
I see the face of Baron Davis. Yes, we're not. You're in the Zoom. Yes, you're calling me fat face. Hold on, Jerry. Forgive me for just a second. Is that the reason that you live for Baron Davis? Because that day you saved his life. I think there are some Hollywood overstatements being made right here.
No, I'm a huge fan of his, not only as a player, but also as a commentator. I think it's great to get true player insight into NBA games.
We haven't gotten any of those in four days,
Jerry,
with Baron Davis.
Jerry, we have a platform called Slick Sports.
Oh, for the love of God.
We got better, Amin coming over and work with us too, but we got much better like guys than these guys in this room. and it's more athletes.
Yeah,
so.
Just,
you know. You,
but does anybody have a voice for radio like Stu Gott?
Again with this. O'Connell, you're going back to this? It's a terrible Stu
Gott impersonation. The Secret, Dare to Dream is available now on demand. Jerry O'Connell's new movie, Shower Me with Praise. I mean.
I manifested this Stu Gott imitation. I manifested it. I used the laws of attraction.
Can you please give me your acceptance speech, Jerry O'Connell, for the 2004 Kids' Choice Award winner for favorite fart in a movie for your work in Kangaroo Jack?
I want to thank everybody who was a part of Kangaroo Jack and part of this farting scene. I know it was not the easiest scene to do, and to get into the role, I actually fought it and actually had to do the take so many times, I actually pooped myself just a touch.
Okay, very good. Excellent work, Jerry O'Connell. Yes,
excellent.
I mean. Yes,
excellent.
I mean. Please be quiet, Baron.
No, Barry. No.
I mean, no. What do you have, and who do you want to ask the question of, Baron Davis or Jerry O'Connell?
This question is for Jerry O'Connell. Jerry, you won that award for Kangaroo Jack. I have a bad movie podcast called Cinephobe that myself and Zach Harper do. Oh, on that podcast, we reviewed Kangaroo Jack 2. You were not in the sequel. Can you talk about whether or not there were any considerations for you to be in it, or did you decide to move on?
Yeah. No, I desperately wanted to be into it, but negotiations were intense. And sadly, they decided to go without myself and my co-star, Anthony Anderson. And it's something that still bothers me to this day. It's very upsetting.
But you know what? You know what, Jerry? I think me and you are the new you and Anthony Anderson. You know what I mean? I think that's a blessing in disguise, if you ask me. I think me and you together, like, you know, it's like buddy comedy, things like that. You know, I got some ideas, man. I got some ideas that can help, you know, blow up my career with your help, and that'll be cool.
Talk about the puppets,
well,
Baron.
I
want to get your number, Jerry. I want to get your number because I want to invite you to my puppet show.
Okay, I'm going to come to it. I want to play a puppet that is actually Stu Gott.
Oh, for the love of God. Again.
Yes.
All right. Publicize your movie as your terrible Stu Gott's. The Secret, Dare to Dream, Jerry O'Connell, number one on Apple TV in its debut. Go ahead. As your terrible Stu Gott's, go ahead and publicize your movie.
I just want to say, as Stu Gott's, I read The Secret, the book, 15 years ago as part of Oprah's book club, and I was so moved by the laws of attraction, and I'm so excited that now I'm premium video on demand, not just regular video on demand, premium video on demand. You can get The Secret, Dare to Dream. It's an amazing, motivational, very positive movie. If you read the book, you're going to love it. If you haven't, you're going to love it.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Excellent work. We appreciate it again.
I love you guys.
Thank you for being
on. I love you so much. I really do.
I love you more, Jerry.
You get my phone charger anytime. I don't care if I'm on zero, Mr. Davis. You get my phone charger. Right. I love you guys.
Very good. Take care. Thank you.
The only one still remaining is Larry Fink.
That's right. Everyone else is gone. And the odd, they're the odd remnants of Amin chortling with laughter as he gets a podcast plug in the middle of that.
Splash.
I mean, you can get whatever plug you want on my show, man.
I thought he was gone. You know I thought we got rid of Baron Davis.
No, I'm here.
All right.
Come on, man.
Billy.
Thanks, BD.
Billy, one of the greatest questions ever asked in a small window. Tell him about the puppet show, Baron. That was hugely efficient right there. A tweeter writes in, I know that I'm in the minority, but I truly hate this.
You don't get the show.
Man, I'm in the middle of it. I'm drowning my credibility right into the sewage, and I don't hate it. I'm just fooling around and making it sound like I hate it, because one of the keys to this is annoying me. And so I yell and scream at everybody, and everybody runs around and bounces into each other, and it's a whole giant hour-long mess. Let's update the polls at Lebatard Show, Stu Gott.
Yep, the Twitter poll is brought to you by 303 Protectant. 303 Protectants and Cleaners keep your car looking newer longer. at Lebatard Show on Twitter for the polls. We got like seven of them today. They're pretty funny. Dan, miraculous job pulling that last segment off. That was a good job out of you and Larry Fink. Have the Orioles been down 4-0 for two decades? That was a good question. 95% of the audience said, yeah, they have. Should Tim Kurchin be the commissioner of baseball? A lot of votes on this, Dan, and it is unanimous. Of course he should. 90% of the audience says yes.
Not quite unanimous.
Do you want to watch Bill and Ted's third excellent adventure? 60% of the audience said no. Do we really need a return of Who's the Boss? Dan, Who's the Boss was nominated for, I believe, 10 Golden Globes, 5 Emmys, and averaged 30 million viewers per week. I had no idea it was on ABC. So I think we do need a return of Who's the Boss. However, 85% of the audience said no.
It's coming back, whether you think there should be a return or not, with Tony Danza.
Yep. We asked you if Baron Davis should come back today. You guys voted yes, and I'm thankful that you did.
Yeah, you chose it. For those of you complaining, you chose it.
Yep, 57% of the audience said yes. There's also 43 who did not choose it, Dan. Do you personally owe Carmelo an apology? Like, personally, you got to walk up to him. 68% of the audience said no, I do not. If Tom Rinaldi says someone is a good man, are you willing to accept that?
We all are.
Not everyone. 77% of the audience said yes. Those are the polls, Dan.
Billy, I don't think I've ever, at the end of a show, seen so much defeat on your face. Are you okay? Like, are you okay? Because there were a lot of plate spinning, and we just went into a gutter with the worst Stugatz impersonation I've ever heard.
What? That was like one of the highlights of that hour was the Stugatz impression. I didn't know when it was Jerry and when it was Stugatz talking.
It was only Jerry.
Tell him about the puppet show, Barrett.
At that point, we were so in it. Who cares? I already know that the calls are coming and I'm going to have to explain what happened. So we may as well just throw in the puppets. Why not?
Oh, who's the call coming from? Who's calling you? What? How's that going to work out?
I don't think we're ever going to have guests on the show again. So I hope you guys enjoyed this hour.
I plugged the movie 12 times.
It was so worth it. Thanks to God. So also gave a farting acceptance speech. I'm genuinely at a loss. I don't understand what happened earlier in the show or later in the show. First of all, I had asked the guys before we did today's show, I had asked Billy and Chris and Roy, hey, the disaster with Roy at the end of yesterday's show, the disaster where Roy and Baron Davis couldn't get their chemistry right, the disaster articulated by the awful and incompetence in this clip. Roy, can you please ask Baron Davis the question to see if we can get a better response?
What's up, my brother? What is your worst investment pitch? Oh, everything's going on all right. What's up, my brother? Do you like pineapples on pizza?
What's up, bro?
Roy, your timing is exceptional. It's exceptional.
What's happening, brother?
Would you eat an animal? Roy, how do you get that wrong three times in a row, Roy?
I have to fill in the pauses. I got to fill in the silence. There was 2 seconds of silence.
How was that possible? Go ahead and ask the question.
Would you eat an animal into extinction? For the love of God,
Roy.
Make sure that you survive.
Hey, Roy, say it our way. Hey, Roy, say it our way, man. Say it with your chest, Roy.
So I asked the group in the local hour, Chris, did you guys talk about the disastrous ending to the show? And the response was no. And I couldn't get to it fast enough. Why was the response no? You guys never got to that sound.
Roy doesn't handle us giving him a hard time as well as he handles it when you give him a hard time. So I thought maybe it'd be best to leave that for the national show.
I mean, that's a delicate way of saying Roy doesn't like us. Like, Roy will put up with you guys, but Roy does not like us, and he doesn't even pretend to like us.
I would say no. I would say what Chris is saying is right. That decision was made. Like, making fun of Roy is not something that we do around here. I mean, Dan, you barely even do it because you know the reaction. And so You're asking these guys to do something that they know Roy's going to be upset with. Wait, the only one who can pull it off and have Roy at least act like he's okay with it is you.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. He's never been quite that incompetent.
That's true.
Let that slide without mocking that. But I want to get back to the original accusation, Roy, because I heard them talking during the break, and they're like, we think Roy is a perfectly nice person away from here, but he hates us. That is what the conversation was off air here, Chris. What, I'm not making anything up there, right?
No, Roy is a delight. I mean, first of all, especially you get a couple cocktails in him, he becomes your best friend. But just in general, he's a delight to hang around. On Dad Pod, which is out today featuring Dominique Foxworth, he opens up. And he's friendly, jovial. I think Roy just hates Billy and I. That's really what this
is. It's an us thing. Like, have you seen pictures of NABJ Roy? NABJ Roy is a Roy that I've always wanted to meet. I've always wanted to hang out with. I think that we would be best friends. I've never gotten that Roy. And I've just, look, guys, I think this is an us thing. We're not self-aware. Roy doesn't like us. And that's just what it is. And it's fine.
That's not the reason. I take my job, and I've been doing this for just about 14 years now, very seriously, more seriously than what I should, given the show that I work on. So when mistakes like that happen, yes, I take them to heart. And yes, it's bad. But yes, I'm blaming you, Dan.
We're kind of burying the lead here, though. Do you hate us?
Right.
I do not hate you.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, how come you never want to play small talk with Roy when we do that in the local
hour? Can we play
this
right
is
now?
Awesome with Roy. Let's play This Is Awesome with Roy. Dan, this is a segment we created. It's called This Is Awesome with Roy. This is how it works. We go to Roy.
I would suggest buying Roy a drink before you play any sort of game with Roy. Not just get him a drink or have a drink. Be the person who buys him a drink. Okay?
Thank you, Stugatz. All right, This Is Awesome with Roy. This is the way that it works. We go to Roy, and Roy tells us something that's awesome. Roy, what's awesome today?
Well, you mentioned the NABJ. That convention actually starts this week virtually, so I find that to be very awesome.
Dan, this is the first time he's actually played This Is Awesome with
he
Roy.
Actually played it
he
there.
Never gives us an answer.
Okay, but I wonder why that game hasn't soared across the sky and captured ESPN in a way that changes the way sports broadcast.
I know what you're thinking. It's great.
Because usually that game happens at around 8:30 in the morning, and I am not a morning person.
Well, that's part of the kicker here, too, is Roy, sometimes the lights go on and we got to turn it on.
Yeah.
And Roy just doesn't abide by that rule. He's like, show it's 8:30, so I'm just going to keep.
Not abiding, just brooding.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing that. I'm completely on purpose. I am trying to throw a wrench in the machine to make things break down. Yes. I'm sabotaging you, Billy and Chris.
Because he doesn't like you. So we finally got that admission. It's good that it's out there. It's good that we can be honest about these things. Now let's be honest about what happened at the end of the show. What happened with Jerry O'Connell and Baron Davis? I just want to go around the room here. Tony, just everyone give me their take on how they, just give me 30 seconds on how you experience the entire Jerry O'Connell, Baron Davis calamity at the end of the show.
I thought Jerry O'Connell did a good job of kind of getting into a sinking ship and having some like life jackets available for people. He was really eager to get Stu Gatz involved, to get Baron involved, even got Amin involved. I thought that went really well. As far as the timing, Baron Davis kind of went in anywhere he wanted and was like, hey, I'm actually still here. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. That was the part that was a little bit cringeworthy.
How about this? How about Baron Davis in the middle of that finally appearing for the first time in 4 days on my video of the Zoom call and thinking that we're on a national radio show that's televised? He's just sticking his tongue out at me and saying, here I am, fat face. Here I am. Just useless. Fundamentally useless.
Then turning the screen off again immediately to just continue to step over people. I'm glad that you mentioned the sinking ship metaphor there, Anthony, because, yes, Jerry did come onto the sinking ship with a couple extra life jackets. And then Amin and Baron decided to turn on the fire hoses and add more water to the ship that was already going under, I think.
I had a different experience. I lit a cigarette after that. I thought it was amazing. It was just a rush. Like I said to Amin before, it's not great radio, but every other feeling that can come of that comes. You get, I'm scared. I'm uncomfortable. I'm excited. I'm nervous. Like that interview, all the Baron Davis appearances have made me feel, and I love that.
I beg to disagree. I would say that is the definition of great radio. If you give people a reason to stick around, to come back, to want more, whether it be good or bad. If it's good, great. If it's bad, who cares? As long as they keep listening. And that was a train wreck. People were listening to a train wreck, not just a train wreck that could get a lot worse at any given moment. That was great radio to me.
Do we think Jerry O'Connell actually knew who Amin was? I feel like we didn't, because he started saying, yeah, I know who Amin is. I'm Stu Gatz. And then he started doing the bad Stu Gatz impression.
I don't even know if that phone charging story was real or not. I don't know with Barron, and I don't think that Jerry's going to tell Barron that he's lying. So I think that Barron could have made that entire thing up just to see if Jerry would go along with it. And I still don't understand how charging his phone is saving his life, but there's a lot there.
I thought the interview was as best as it could have gone, because it could have gone a lot worse than what it went.
I don't feel like it could have gone a whole lot worse, but I feel like it was good because of how bad it went. I again tell you guys that we have done a lot of time with Baron Davis and Jerry O'Connell, and we haven't gotten a single detail or story that we know to be true. Like, we are just swirling around in endless shit. That's what we're doing, just swirling around day after day in endless shit. People are actually wondering, Stu Gatz, whether or not this is a middle finger to ESPN for taking an hour away from our show that we're going to steal back on August 17th. And the answer is yes.